Your experience goes from the very technical to the very metaphysical.
Yes.
Why is it so wide-ranging like that?
All right. Well, as you opened, you mentioned we can now pretty much create all these robotic imagery on computers.
Mm-hmm.
That's all fine and well, but how can we bring that to real life? We pretty much reached the limits on how fast an electron can go across a piece of silicon, what a mechanical device can actually do. We're limited by the power systems. I got to a point where I had to come up with something else to take that next leap, that quantum leap into where are we going with robotics? Where are we going with computers?
Sure.
And as I got deeper into this thing, I'm finding, holy cow, we're just scratching the surface of what we can actually do here in the quantum world. And I just fell in with both feet, and I've been at it for 25 years just developing this quantum stuff. And it actually touches on the metaphysical, because we found that by charting all the elements in the periodic table, when you get up to the top, we're encountering something very interesting, which is above the elements, we're finding life frequencies.
Life frequencies. Tell me about that.
All right. Let's say we, all right, let's go in the future a little ways. Let's say we have a whole group of five-year-olds. Their first day of school, kindergarten. Each one by one, is taken to a little booth, and they sit down. They're listening to some Sesame Street music.
Okay.
After about 5 minutes, they come out, and what has happened is the scanner has recorded their life frequency, basically every component within their biological makeup is recorded in probably a 96 or 120-bit code. And that replaces fingerprints, it replaces social security cards, work IDs, driver's licenses. It is them for the rest of their life.
How far out is this?
I would say 50 years, possibly sooner, but I'd say 50 to be...
But it will happen.
Yes, it will happen.
Okay.
And we can track that. And then you take that even farther. That number is actually a frequency. We can equate it up to the hertz range, pretty high up there.
And will every human being, and I guess we do now, do we all have our own different frequency?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Let's do a good example here. You ever stand next to somebody immediately you didn't like them? Really?
Oh, the energy zapper.
Ah, you got it.
Yep.
Okay, you ever play two notes on a piano that just makes your skin crawl?
Yep, or the old chalkboard thing?
You got it.
Yep.
Well, what you have is cross-frequency modulation and a beat frequency there from those two life frequencies kind of making that blend there, and you're feeling bad about it. But every now and then you come across somebody that you got a perfect chord.
Oh, yeah.
And they're your friend for life.
You have to be around them.
And we keep using those expressions. Oh, I'm in tune with them. We're on the same, you know, frequency.
You're right.
And we have no idea where that came from. But that's what it is.
Well, the poor energy zapper probably doesn't even know that he's all untuned, I guess.
No, he doesn't. Politicians know, though. So, you get a guy up there that just everybody likes, and you don't know why. You get somebody with a perfect A chord, you know, and... Everybody likes the guy.
Well, with the energy sapper, what is it about his tune, his resonance maybe, what is it about that makes that not as tuned as the next person?
Well,
is it a physical thing or is it...
Let's go to the frequency chart again. Let's say we have all the elements. Now, the elements are separated by about 5 hectohertz in between, say, one element to the next. Right in between, that's the bandwidth, by the way. Right in the middle is the perfect element, if you will. As you move up and down to that 0.5, 0.25 on either side, you get things we call isotopes. Okay, the frequency is still in the bandwidth, but it's not quite the same.
All right, and this is real science now, you tell me. All right.
So you get humans that are right on that cusp also. I don't want to call them the isotopes, but boy, you know, somehow they just don't fit in with that particular bandwidth.
Uh-huh.
They don't belong to the other one. And that's where you get those L minor seventh chords, just, you know, chalkboard. But again, if they came across somebody in their same bandwidth or that level, they'd fit in just fine.
So they would get along with another energy sapper.
Right.
Okay.
Right. All right.
Can they ever be changed? Can they ever be retuned?
No.
That's it.
Okay, let's go back to the five-year-olds. Let's say we track this group of children for 100, 200, 300 years.
All right.
And all of a sudden, another child is born, walks in there one day, and has the exact same number. Now, the possibility of that is one in a gazillion, but somehow that child has the exact same frequency that somebody lived 300 years ago.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, that kid sits down to the piano at 3 years old and starts playing like he'd been at it for 20, 30 years, or sits down and paints, or all of a sudden knows how to run a jackhammer. Who knows? Where does that come from? Each one of us have our own frequency, like we're individual radios.
Okay. That's exciting.
Okay, the entire universe is this frequency mass. And it's out there until...
And it stays whatever, there.
Yeah, it stays there until another radio comes along.
Okay, let's say Mozart has this frequency.
You got it.
And then this little kid comes by who somehow has that same frequency.
Wow, didn't this happen before?
It sure did.
Yeah,
boom.
It has. Yeah.
Sits down and he plays.
Yep.
Is that going to be an automatic thing? I mean, will he be that talented?
He will be that talented with no knowledge of why, where, when. What we're dealing with here, we're going back to Tamashi, the soul. Okay.
Well, I was going to say, can we also say that maybe this might be a reincarnated version of Mozart?
Right. Now, let's say we have a laptop computer. That's the body. You put in a floppy disk. That floppy disk is your present life. Okay. Everything you've done is on that floppy disk, you know.
My whole life is a floppy disk right now, Ian.
Okay. Get rid of the computer, but everything's still in that floppy. You just put it in another computer. But that computer has to have the exact frequency. That's what we're dealing with there. You can transfer the knowledge and the skills, but not the memory.
Not the memory. That is something else.
And this is...
You've described it better than anybody I have ever heard.
Well, we're touching on the higher levels of quantum here. And then we can start going down, and we're dealing with everything we've been talking about, you've been talking about for months here.
Oh, yeah.